Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Just heard you sing "My Back Whore."
That's so.
I said,
"My Back Whore."
Okay, so it's from the show, "What We Do in the Shadows." It's a documentary about vampires.
God. Oh no! I didn't know you were.
Well, here's the kicker.
No,
when
I don't have. I don't want me singing.
When you said. In My Shadows?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, and okay, so in my head, all I heard is "What We Do in the Shh," and then my brain finished it with "Shower."
What We Do in the Shower.
Yes.
Wow, welcome back to another episode of Two Drunk Mills.
I didn't know.
My crack whore.
It's Gregor.
My crack whore. You hear what you want, and I will hear what I want.
It's going to be really loud because I was screaming. I was this close to the mic, talking, saying my Gregor.
Okay, well, don't eat the microphone.
See, she said Gregor, and then she sang "My Crack Whore."
Can totally we restart?
It's totally different when we sing it.
Can we restart?
So What We Do in the Shadows is a vampire show.
Every single time my brain just finishes with "What We Do in the Shower."
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I guess like The Office. It's like a documentary that's following around this group of vampires.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So it's like Dark Shadows meets The Office.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's called What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu? Is that what we watch it on?
I mean, I probably won't ever watch it because...
It's not scary.
We can watch the first episode when we're done. It's not scary at all.
Like, is it like the monster's not scary?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it.
There's no scare factor to it.
Horror or thriller isn't even in the genres.
No, it's...
In the little genre
All
section.
Humor.
I'll be the judge of that.
I don't know. She may not like the, what was he? Oh, not the bishop. Was he the bishop? Who was the
I can't think of it because you called him a bishop.
Yeah, who was the old vampire that came?
Oh, the...
Did he work for a church?
No.
They can't go into churches. They're vamps.
Well, that's why I was really confused.
It's not bishop. It's like a landowner.
A landowner?
Yeah. He's like a...
But that guy, he's not scary.
Like a landowner. Like a homeowner?
No. The olden days.
From the olden days?
Yeah.
Because
they're vampires. Obviously, they've been around for hundreds of years.
The Baron.
They call him, he's the Baron.
You could have also said somebody that doesn't have kids, the Baron.
Well, that... That I don't want to spoil dark. It. Never mind. I'm not going to spoil it. Anyways. So, yeah. What We Do in the Shadows.
Spoiler alert.
Did I welcome us to Two Drunk Mills yet? I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, welcome to another episode of our show.
My crack whore.
No, that's not the snow.
I am Laura.
I'm taking a drink, but my name's Sabrina.
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi.
What up?
What's up, everybody?
She misunderstood my beautiful singing.
Oh.
Did you just say oh when I said my beautiful singing?
I did.
So
do you see how mean they are to me? You know, my mom spilled a bucket of hot wax on my arm.
It was a drop and not a bucket. And we were sealing something. We were using the wax seal.
I still have the giant scar.
It is a dot.
It's a dot.
It's a dot.
It's a dot.
I don't know how I'll ever live.
She'll be fine.
That was very loud.
My bad. You already put my loud singing in there.
I sit here and watch the spikes that happen on our screen.
We're drinking drinks today.
We are.
Drinking Schweppes.
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 That is a running joke because what was the Zach Galifianakis show?
Oh, it's a running joke.
Yeah, the fern, behind the ferns or
no,
beneath the ferns or
no. I think it was
two ferns.
There was one where he ordered a Schweppes. That's all he wanted was Schweppes.
Schweppes. Schweppes.
And so now, Schweppes. I think Schweppes is hilarious.
I don't like ginger ale.
I have weirdo. Found that out.
Yeah.
However, you did like the one drink I made that had ginger ale.
Yeah, because I didn't taste it.
Yes. It was so very that was fall. Good.
It was.
It was bourbon and some apple cider and maple syrup and ginger ale. It was good. I would drink that again.
And cinnamon.
Oh, yes. And cinnamon.
Yeah.
Don't get the Irish cream cold brew from Starbucks.
Yeah, there's no Bailey's in it. It's a lie.
No.
Well, that's disappointing.
That wasn't what I was getting. When we first had the Irish cream cold brew, we were like, this is one of the most delicious things I've ever drank. And she got and my mom got it again. I can't say she got it again. Which she
say,
all
how
of
would
it,
you say?
Stop! No, I'm trying to tell a story. I'm trying to tell a story, and you're talking
drinking
over me.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I can't say she because we're all she. So if I said she, you guys would be like, "Oh no, who are we talking about?" But my mom also got the Irish cream cold brew, and we were like, "Ew, it wasn't as good as it used to be."
I didn't say
it
ew.
It just depends on who's making it.
Well, the person
you know
who mine did
always
not.
Makes drinks, and I always I used to go and get from them, but every single time I would get from them, I was just like, I don't like their drinks.
So, wait, but you, wait! Hang on, did you start it with you know who makes really good drinks?
No.
Then you ended it with don't really like their drinks.
No, they don't make. Good
Am I
drinks.
The only one who heard that? Did you?
No,
hear
I
that?
Heard that. Okay. It's recorded.
I mean,
so we'll know.
Maybe there, but. I don't like their drinks, but they make, like, everybody thinks that, like, they speak highly of them, but I have since refused to go to them.
Are you going
to
get to who we're talking
about? Yes. Dunkin' Donuts.
How dare
okay,
you.
Okay, listen, here's my thing about Dunkin' Donuts.
I love Dunkin' Donuts French vanilla coffee with extra cream and sugar with an avocado toast on the side.
Well, let me tell you what, when I ordered from their app, and then I got up because I'd already paid for it, and I just got some munchkins that weren't covered in powdered sugar because I was giving them to small children in the car. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the window, and they were like, we don't have any of the munchkins you ordered. Do you want powdered sugar ones? And I was like, no, I just want my money back. And they went, oh, we can't do that. You have to contact them through the app because you ordered through the app. And then it took 2 weeks to get $2.75 plus tax back, and they didn't even give me the tax on it. So I refuse to go there anymore.
Listen, sometimes Dunkin' Donuts coffee tastes really good.
No.
And sometimes it tastes like grass.
I've only had grass.
Somebody could explain to me why. That would be amazing.
I've only had grass. I've given up. I don't like them anymore. I will not order. They even sent me a thing like saying they're like, hey, we're going to... Because you're a rewards member, we can give you a free coffee. And I went, I'm deleting your app.
You should get an avocado toast.
Because every single time I've ordered anything from there, I'm just like, ugh.
But their hash browns are terrible.
Oh, don't get their hash browns.
I also got their little roll things of bagels with cream cheese inside.
What was that again? We really
need it.
We really need to be a video show.
I have the cream cheese inside.
Do it again.
So, because you guys can't see, I made like the okay sign. And then I put my finger in the middle because it was stuffed with cream cheese.
She was stuffing her bagel.
Stuffing my bagel hole.
Your bagel hole.
I think that's what they're called, is bagel holes. Instead of donut holes, they're bagel holes.
Yeah, but you never get just, like, you don't, bagels have holes, but have you ever eaten a bagel hole?
Clearly, yes. She just talked about it.
Oh, they're the ones that are stuffed with the cream cheese?
Yes.
I caught up.
They were nice of you to join us.
Yeah, I've had a lot of vodka, so.
I don't know what I'm drinking. It's just, my opinion is really strong. Like,
and we're drunk.
We
that's
are.
That's what we know. Okay. All right, so that's fine.
Yay, trivia.
Let's do trivia while we're drunk. Go ahead, Jocelyn, roll with that.
What you got, boo?
Oh my God, you said boo. That was terrifying.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. So
sorry, bro.
Bro.
Hey, bro.
Bro.
We're going to the 80s.
I love the 80s. Oh, we only have 3 more 80s.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't even know if I would know this one.
Try me.
All right.
I'm going to know all of
it. And what year was the first ever CD released?
1980.
How about we get options? Obviously,
because it's in the 80s.
Seven.
Let's so get was options. It 1982, 1988,
1984?
1986.
Because
Sabrina? I said 1987.
I'm
going to
go with 82.
And then 87, you're gonna go 82. And then 87 82. Wasn't on there. And I know 88 was on there. And 80, but I'm going to go, I like 6 better than 8. So I'm
going
to go.
I'm going with 82 in the hopes that I am not actually older than a CD.
1986.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
It is actually 1982, which yes! surprises me.
Yes.
I would have never guessed that.
CDs turned 40 this year.
Because here's why I would have never guessed
that. Because we're not 40.
We're not 40. No, you remind me all the time.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
I like to say we're 40.
Yeah, no, because we're not 40.
But like when I started working at the music store,
yeah,
I was at least 17. So that was what, 2000?
Wow.
We were still selling cassettes.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at that time. Because remember, too, like when CDs first came out, like a CD player was like $700.
I get that. But like
by the time we were 17. Cassettes. Right. Well, think about it. They still sell CDs.
Until when?
2007? Until now. They still sell them.
Do they still sell CDs?
Yes, because my mother asked me to order certain CDs off of Amazon for
her. Okay, yeah, they do. But do they have them in like Walmart?
Yes.
Yes.
Target.
Target has the Midnight Target exclusive Taylor Swift CD.
Yes, they do.
Excuse me.
They still sell CDs.
And I saw they them have, on vinyl.
They have.
Yeah, vinyl came back around.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the art.
They had Dawn FM. And I know I don't have a CD player, but I almost grabbed it.
The Weeknd.
Oh.
But I almost grabbed it.
We have a CD player in the car.
I should have grabbed it. There was only one.
You failed.
You did fail miserably.
It might be there when we go back to Target.
Maybe. Probably not.
It was on the way bought. Oh, I'm not. Y'all want me to tell you where it was? I am not.
It was at Target.
It was at Target. But you don't know where on the shelf it was.
Everybody
in the CD collection.
All of your Targets to the electronics.
Don't try to
There's
steal.
There's a mad rush now.
Don't try to steal the Dawn FM CD from me, please.
By Donna Pym.
Dawn FM.
Oh, that's a lot different than Donna Pym. I was so confused. Yes. You were just like, the Weeknd. And I was just like, I mean, that's cool. We can get it on the Weeknd.
Do you want to listen to it? Not right now.
I love how you asked. Do you want to listen to it?
Would you like to listen to Dawn FM? Like,
my favorite.
Do you want to listen?
My favorite.
Can you come over later when your mom lets you?
If your mom says it's okay. My mom says it's okay. If your mom says it's okay. If you want to come over and listen to Dawn FM.
I'm still trying to convince Sabrina to get her mom over
my
here
favorite,
for the show.
You want to know my favorite songs on Dawn FM?
Next question.
All right. Where's the dice?
You want to know them? Do you want to know them?
Go ahead.
Gasoline and Out of Time.
I think.
Would
that's
you like me to serenade you?
Two.
No.
Okay.
I want to read
the 90s.
The 90s.
Ooh.
Which was the last Harry Potter book released in the 90s?
Oh.
Was it?
No idea.
I do.
Of course without you even, do. You
read it. I know. Without even right there. Looking.
She says she knows, but the answer's in the little corner.
Yes, but I knew without looking.
I have my guess.
Was it Prisoner of Azkaban, Chamber of Secrets, Goblet of Fire, or Order of the Phoenix?
The first book came out in 97?
No, it was before. Yeah, maybe it was 97.
Order of the Phoenix.
I'm going to go Order of the Prisoner Phoenix. Of Azkaban.
Order of the Phoenix.
It was Prisoner of Azkaban. Because Order of the Phoenix came out when
That's
I...
book number 5.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I thought.
How do you not know?
I thought Order of the Phoenix was 3. What's 3?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Order of Phoenix is book 5 and one of my absolute
I meant whatever
favorites.
Book 3 was.
I didn't like the movie. The book was 100 times better than Prisoner
I didn't mind the movie.
Order of the Phoenix.
I liked the movie.
Does everyone
Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah.
Would
but it was also the longest book with the shortest movie.
No, that
but
was Goblet of Fire.
No. Order of Phoenix is a longer book.
Then Goblet of Fire?
Yep.
Is that the blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like...
Order of Phoenix is the blue one.
That's really long.
It's the longest
book. Goblet of Fire is very long.
It is very long. That was the first, like, really big one.
Right.
That was the first one, like, over, like, 700 pages that she had done. Everything else before then was, like, shorter.
Would the group like to know what I'm currently reading?
No.
What are you currently reading, Jocelyn?
I just try to put input into the conversations, and then Sabrina goes, no, and then rolls the dice.
Don't ask me questions.
Okay, what are you currently reading?
I'm drunk.
She is drunk. What are you currently reading?
I'm reading the Fear Street series, but I'm reading Party Games by R.L. Stine.
Oh, no, 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 ma'am.
He's not scary.
That's a lie.
Goosebumps?
Scary.
What? Which Goosebumps is scary?
All of them. Have you seen the one with the dummy on front?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first one.
That's the first one.
Yeah, scary.
So Sabrina cannot get past book number one in the Goosebumps series.
Nope, I don't even know how many there are.
You can't watch the TV show either?
No, God, no. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Out. Nope, not in.
Are You Afraid of the Dark was amazing.
I was afraid of the dark.
So was I, and yeah, I watched that.
I am not
my
afraid
sister
of the dark.
Used to watch Are You Afraid of the Dark, and I would sit in another room and whimper.
I
rolled a 2.
Okay. I cannot sleep unless my room's...
I like sleeping completely in the dark.
I thought you were going to say completely naked.
No, I don't like being completely naked.
I'm not asking this question.
Do you want me to do?
No, it's not... What do you mean, do you want me to? No.
Then what's wrong with it?
Because you guys are going to know it right away.
Okay,
fine. We're not allowed to answer until all of the options have been
no,
read.
No, you're allowed to answer.
Okay, fine.
What can't did AOL answer. Stand for? Sabrina was looking at my mom, and then I said, what did AOL stand for? And she quickly shot her head over to me.
All right, so
I
give put us a little smirk. So we can answer.
Go ahead and give us the answers. I mean, the choices.
You no.
Go ahead.
You've got to.
America Online. Always online. American Online. America Overline. Wow. They found those real funny.
Always online.
Always online. Yep.
Always correct. Online.
That if is, you, and yeah. If you would like to use...
Oh my God. Could you imagine if we...
And if
now we can always be online.
We can always be online.
If you then. Would like to use... If you'd like to send someone...
Like you'd have to have AIM just like... It just you'd have to have that like just the away message like constantly on.
If you would like to send... Something. If that's you right. AOL, if
are you drunk too?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to word this.
Axfunky18 at AOL.com.
If you would like to send someone something who has an AOL, whew, I did it. You can send Sabrina.
And by send something, you mean an email?
You can send Sabrina
an email.
All right, where's the dice?
America Online.
Where's okay. The
it's
dice?
America Online, yes.
Yeah. America Online. And I had know. The little guy the that little was guy. A yellow runner.
Yeah.
And you had to wait for
didn't
him.
He match like the
I don't know, but
unemployment,
during the pandemic.
Yeah, the
yes.
Unemployment guy was the AOL
yes,
guy, wasn't he?
Yes, and he moved just as fast. So it's good to see that he's also, he's been employed by unemployment.
That's amazing.
That kind of is amazing.
What happened to the AOL guy? Oh,
he got a job with unemployment.
He works for unemployment now.
Yeah. Maybe he worked more than I did during the pandemic.
All right. So we are going to the 2010s.
Okay. I don't remember most of that decade. I had kids.
The question is, what 80s pop icon passed away the day before the Grammys in 2012? Was it George Michael, Prince, Michael Jackson, or Whitney Houston?
I think I know.
Okay.
But I don't...
What's your guess?
Michael Jackson.
That's what I was going to...
You're going to also say Michael Jackson? And you guys are holding true to those?
Sure. Yeah? I mean, not really, but we're going with it. Yeah.
Michael Jackson for your final answer? Sorry, but I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, it was Whitney Houston?
It was Whitney
Houston.
Oh,
that was going to be my... Like, it was a toss-up between her and Michael. Because I was just like, I don't remember what year Michael passed. But it was in August...
When are the Grammys? Isn't it February?
I don't remember.
I think the Grammys are
that's
in February.
That's my problem is I never know when the things are.
I don't
because
know. They just kind of
like
pop up.
And then there's like the VMAs and because like Tonys are in like June.
Tony.
Yeah. And then there's the Oscars in like January, February.
Yeah, I think the Oscars and the Grammys are like
back to back
in the same time because they're like okay. The...
That's where I get confused. And then you have... The SAG Awards. And those are in like January before the Oscars?
I have no idea. Listen, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
And
I
then
just
there's
think the Grammys are
and
in
then
February.
There's like and
the
then there's
Daytime Emmy Awards and then you
oh
have,
my God.
Yeah, like there
there's
was
a lot.
Lot.
And then there's like the Winston Cup.
No, that isn't that tennis?
I don't know. And then
no, that's Wimbledon. And Wimbledon
then,
is tennis.
And then there's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's also in January.
No, February.
Or February. And then there's the Super Bowl for baseball.
World Series.
That's the one.
I think it's called the World Series.
Or the World Cup is soccer.
That's yeah, I think that's soccer.
And all of those take place at some point in the year.
What is the basketball championship called?
And March Madness.
No, that's college.
Oh my god. NBA Finals.
I'll take that. And then it's the Stanley Cup for hockey.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's not in winter.
No, it's definitely not in winter.
Which always surprises me.
Which is weird. Yeah, because I would think like football would be the hockey season.
Yeah, but it's not. No. Football is winter.
And hockey.
It ends in winter.
Right.
And hockey ends in like summer.
Correct.
I don't understand.
We're going to play a sport on ball. Ice.
Yeah, in summer.
In the summer. It's
and
perfect.
And a sport outside where we catch a ball.
In the winter. It makes perfect sense, guys. I get it. Mm-hmm. I think whoever came up with those rules have drunk as much as we have today.
Probably.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, we've bored the child.
I just don't like sport.
Well, we were talking about the Tonys.
Sports somehow.
I don't know. I'm drunk.
And I'm drunk.
Okay.
Is it my turn to
roll? It is.
Yes, because I just asked that question about
Whitney Houston, and then we ended with sports. Stanley Cup.
One. We're going to finish the 80s tonight, guys.
Oh, my God.
We have two more 80s.
All right, here we go. On what sitcom did Kirk Cameron play Mike Seaver?
Oh,
I know. Don't say a word.
I'm
okay.
Not saying it.
We got options.
All right, let's hear the options.
Silver Spoons, Punky Brewster, Charles in Charge, or Growing Pains?
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
It is Growing Pains.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at the answer. Yes. Yes. So Kirk Cameron. Leonardo DiCaprio also got his start.
He did. Actually, that's not true. Leonardo DiCaprio got his start on a kid's show called Romper Room.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Before he was on Growing Pains.
I don't know why Kids Incorporated just popped into my head, but it did. That's where Jennifer Love Hewitt got her start.
Mm-hmm.
Kids Incorporated.
K-I-D. S.
Yeah. But yeah, I loved Growing Pains.
Growing Pains was a great show.
And it had Kirk Cameron and Tracy Gold.
Mm-hmm. And Alan Thicke. Who is Robin Thicke's dad.
Yes.
Robin Thicke looks just like him, though. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, yeah. He looks a lot like his dad now.
Yeah.
And then it had a character named Boner.
It did. Wasn't that Mike's friend?
It was Mike's friend.
What's his name?
Boner.
Okay.
Yep. Welcome to the 80s.
I love the 80s.
But I loved Growing Pains.
Oh, that's a good show.
Yeah.
Who was the blonde kid? The brother?
Ben. Yeah.
Who was he?
I don't remember his name.
Mm-mm.
And my kid's on my phone.
That's all right. I do like how in the opening credits it was their pictures.
Yes. And like, it literally went through like
them growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through their growing pains.
Yes. But all of them, even the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Growing pains are uncomfortable.
Well, the show at times was uncomfortable, especially with a character named Boner. One.
Oh, we're almost done.
Almost done with the 80s.
Oh, that means it lives to see another day.
It does.
I'm the last one.
In which video game did Super Mario first appear?
It's a meme.
Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda, Mario Bros, or Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mario Bros.
No.
No way.
He was in Donkey Kong. Are you lying to us? I have to read this.
I need to contact Five Below.
It says Mario Brothers, but I thought
he was on Donkey Kong. He was. I stand by.
Did Mario Google Brothers says, come out before Donkey Kong?
Google says Donkey Kong.
See?
Because it's Donkey Kong.
Once upon a time.
So don't trust any of the answers.
Once upon a time, we were on another podcast.
Yeah.
And we did an episode about Nintendo.
Have you heard?
Sorry.
Donkey Kong. Because he was the little dude that threw down the barrels.
Right.
Have you
but
heard?
But he didn't have a name. Chris. No, he was the one trying to save the princess while Donkey Kong threw the barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard Chris Pratt's Mario voice?
No.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, Mario. That's what it sounds like. And then before the movie came out, he was like on Instagram or live or something. He was like, it's me, Mario. That's not my voice for it. He lied. That was his voice for it.
You know, because Mario says, it's me, Mario.
It's me, Mario.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's me, Mario.
He says it like the whitest man alive.
What's this movie again?
The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Is it a cartoon or is it real life?
It's cartoon. It's cartoon.
Oh.
Jack Black is in it, though.
I like Jack Black.
He's going to be Bowser.
I was hoping. I'm not going to lie. I love Jack
Black. Talking about Jack Black. Me and hubby just watched a Weird Al documentary that Roku did. Have you heard about this?
Is that the one
with Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes.
Plays Weird Al?
That's who Weird Al wanted to play him.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you one, Daniel Radcliffe, 100% amazing in that role.
Yeah, I've heard good things about him.
I did not realize Daniel Radcliffe wasn't really British, so that was kind of weird.
He's not British? You're lying to me.
Yes, she's lying to you.
Okay, don't ever say those words to me again.
That's the only way he could have gotten to be Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
Was being from the UK.
But you just made a part of my brain explode for a second, and now you're gonna have to mend it back.
But he
together.
Did a really good American accent for Weird Al. Like I would have never guessed he was British if I did not know Daniel Radcliffe was British.
Well, that was for like the longest time. I didn't realize that Nicole Kidman was Australian.
Right, the same.
British people do a better American accent than Americans do a better British accent.
Sometimes,
yeah. If you didn't know Benedict Cumberbatch was British, would you be able to guess he was after watching Doctor Strange?
No, not after watching
Doctor Strange. If you didn't know Tom Holland was British, would you be able to...
It took me forever to know Tom Holland was British.
I think I knew that. I don't know if I knew that. I don't know if I've seen him do interviews.
He's British, but Spider-Man is not, so...
No, I know why I'm fully... Spider-Man is from New York.
Right.
Oh my God.
Okay. He's from Queens.
The new Into the Spider-Verse is going to come out soon. I'm so excited.
I get confused on the order of... So here's my thing.
You don't... Into the Spider-Verse you can watch. It's no, not...
No, but see, here's the thing. Is every time I go to... And I have the same problem with Star Wars. Because I don't know the names of them. And if they don't put numbers next to them, I don't know. And I always end up watching a movie I've already seen. But I don't realize I've seen it until like 3/4 of the way. And I was just like, I think I've seen this. But it takes me 3/4 of the way
to get there. Into the Spider-Verse isn't in the isn't in the Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline. You can watch
it. Although they did kind of introduce that Spider-Man does have a multiverse.
Obviously. Yeah, that was the last one.
Spider-Man.
That I finally saw because they took Tobey Maguire and the other dude.
And Andrew Garfield.
And
oh my God. Oh my God.
Andrew Garfield. And this dude. Listen, I don't... that guy and
no,
this guy.
No, not that guy. Not that guy.
And Tobey Maguire.
They pulled in the villains that were their original...
Sorry, I hit the microphone.
They pulled in the villains that were the original villains.
Anyways.
Doc Ock.
Have you seen Into the Spider-Verse?
The cartoon with Miles Morales. Yes.
I love Miles Morales. He's probably one of my favorite Spider-Men. I love Miles Morales.
He's a good Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Noir, Miles Morales, and Gwen.
Anyways, Jack Black plays...
Bowser?
Bowser, yes. Oh, but in the Weird Al,
yes.
He actually has a role in the Weird Al movie.
Huh.
I thought it was a great movie. It definitely is not a real documentary, though.
That's fair.
Do not watch it thinking you're going to learn anything about Weird Al's life.
That's fair.
Because you will not. But Daniel Radcliffe did learn how to play the accordion.
That is amazing, and I love him for that.
Because he wanted to play it for the screen.
One of my favorite Jack Black roles, besides School of Rock, he did
Jumanji.
He was great in really Jumanji. Good too. Yeah, I loved him in Jumanji.
Kung Fu
Panda.
While good, yes. If he did this little role, I don't even remember the movie. That's how sad this is. But it takes place in like the 1920s, and it deals with like Frida Kahlo's in it, and like all these different characters, and Jack Black
is with Bill Murray, and he's learning to be a ventriloquist, and it's just like this really small role, and he's learning to be a ventriloquist, and all he's doing is he's sitting on stage with his hand like in the shape like a mouth of a puppet. And there's no puppet. There's no puppet on his hand. And he's just sitting there going, now who's the dummy? And Bill Murray is like, okay, great. But don't move your mouth when you say it. And Jack Black's just sitting there going, no, who's the dummy? And he's like, stop moving your mouth. And then Jack Black just goes, I don't know why, but it's one of my favorite roles.
That's it is. Funny. I don't think I've seen that one.
I don't remember the name of the movie, though. If anybody's out there has seen it and can remember, because I don't have my phone on me, you can email me at xmonkey18.
That's all I got. That's it. Well, yes. So Jack Black plays a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
It's in a Weird Al story that's not really a documentary. And Into the Spider-Verse with Michael... No. With
Morales.
What is his name again? Not Michael Morales.
Miles
Morales.
That's the one.
Is Jocelyn's favorite Spider-Man.
We're getting punk Spider-Man in the second one. Yes, I'm so excited.
Into the Spider-Verse.
And the second Into the Spider-Verse, punk Spider-Man will be there. Or so I've heard.
I don't know what that means.
So there's different Spider-Mans. So you have Spider-Pig.
So it's kind of
I don't know if his name is punk Loki. Spider-Man. Hang on.
Kind of like Loki, yes. But
punk Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Spider-Punk.
So depending what universe he's from.
His name is Spider-Punk. Okay.
And Spider-Pig isn't Spider-Pig. It's Spider-Ham. I think it's Spider-Ham.
Spider-Pig? Spider-Pig.
Spider-Pig's from Simpsons.
Spider-Pig does.
I don't know what the pig is.
Does he build a web? No, he doesn't. Because he's a pig.
Pig.
Look out.
Anyways, if that's true, Spider-Pig. I'm very excited that...
He's going to be in that?
Yeah.
That'll be very cool. Are you guys excited for any new Spider-Mans from the Spider-Universe?
Silk.
Let us know.
Silk.
Silk. Sabrina.
Yeah.
I think Silk is...
Or...
An email.
I think also. Silk might be in the second Into the Spider-Verse. I don't know. But I think she is.
Well, let us know either at our
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
You could DM us.
I was like, I'll tell you.
At Two Drunk Mills and
she wasn't talking to me.
Underscore.
I'm going to keep talking Instagram. Over her, though. It's just one underscore.
I said underscore.
Oh, I thought you said two underscores. You know my Instagram name has two underscores because somebody took my first name with one underscore.
Or you can email Sabrina at xfunky18@aol.com.
Very devastating. Very devastating. I always forget that it's two underscores and not one
I
underscore.
I can tell you how I got my Snapchat name.
What's your Snapchat
Anyways, name? Guys, on that note, thank you for joining us. And until next time, bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.